Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 27th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is uncanny, spelled U-N-C-A-N-N-Y. Uncanny is typically used to describe something that is strange or unusual in a way that is surprising or difficult to understand. It can also describe something that seems to have a supernatural character or origin. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Age of Melbourne, Australia. Having reinvented contemporary circus as an aesthetically ambitious art form, the company here demonstrates what can be achieved when uncanny acrobatic prowess meets the poised spatial intelligence of contemporary dance and the intensities of physical theater. The word uncanny describes that which unsettles us, such as disquieting observations or mysterious situations and circumstances. Strip the word of its common negating prefix, though, and you're left with the word canny. It shares semantic territory with clever and prudent. While canny and uncanny don't appear to be antonyms, they both come from an early Scottish word, canny, meaning free from risk, wise, prudent, cautious. And in Scottish, canny has for centuries had a secondary meaning that correlates better to its mysterious cousin. The Oxford English Dictionary reports that the word is used in negative constructions to describe what is not safe to be involved with, or more broadly, what is not in accordance with what is right or natural, rather uncanny. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.